I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, as we get to the end of August, there's a lot of bait in the water. Today, let's talk about topwater fishing and some of the gear you can use for that. I want to ask you to start us off by explaining what a topwater lure is.
Well, sure. There are many different types of artificial lures. They're all supposed to mimic some kind of prey item or a bait fish. Most of them sink toward the bottom, or they dive and they swim through the water column. But a topwater lure is meant to float and be right at the top of the water and look like a bait fish or something else that's struggling right at the surface.
Why are topwater lures so effective, and why are they so much fun to fish?
Well, they're effective because predatory fish will feed by trapping the prey against something like a barrier. So that's how they gain an advantage over a bait fish that could otherwise swim away or evade them. So a bait fish that's on the surface of the water and looks like it's injured or struggling, that's splashing about up there, that looks like easy pickings for a fish like a big striped bass or a bluefish. And obviously it's fun because it's very visual. Unlike other types of fishing, you get to see the strike. You get to see fish come up and take a swing at a topwater lure. Oftentimes they miss it on the first try, and you get to see them come back and hit it again. So it's very exciting.
Let's break it down a little bit. There are a number of different kinds of topwater lures. Tell us about stick baits.
Okay, well, a stick bait is probably the simplest type of topwater lure. It's shaped kind of like a cigar, and it's designed to float on the top and zigzag back and forth. Fishermen call it walking the dog when you work a bait like this. So it looks like a fish that's kind of confused, can't decide which way to go, like it's trying to escape from a predator. So that's very attractive to a striped bass that sees that on the surface.
Another great surface lure, one of my favorites, is called a popper. Tell us about poppers.
Well, poppers are very popular because they're one of the easiest topwater plugs to use, kind of like a stick bait, but with a cupped face. So when you pull it across the water, it pops and chugs and spits water out ahead of it. Again, it's creating a commotion, and that's what attracts the attention from fish below, and bluefish are especially fond of poppers.
And then there's a pencil popper, which is different again.
Right. A pencil popper is a little different. It's a lot like a popper, but it's weighted toward the tail. So longer, thinner, and with that tail weight, the tail sinks a bit while the front floats above the water. And so as you work that back across, the front goes back and forth and splashes on the surface. Again, it looks a lot like a bait fish that's almost trying to jump out of the water and escape something. So that one gets a lot of attention from predatory fish. It's a little trickier to use, but you'll see it's very popular if you ever go up to the Cape Cod Canal, especially at slack tide. If you go there, probably 90% of the fishermen are throwing pencil poppers.
Topwater lure is a great way to go this time of year. Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing now?
Well, it's that time of year when there's a lot of small bait around, and that gets the fish feeding. Upper Buzzards Bay and the Cape Cod Canal has good numbers of schoolie stripers and bluefish, as does Woods Hole and down along the Elizabeth Islands. We're hearing about Bonito now and Vineyard Sound and off Nantucket. And 20 to 30 miles south of the Vineyard, the tuna have gotten hard to find, but you will find lots of mahi around the buoys and any floating debris. And then finally, some false albacore rumors are just starting to trickle in this week. So I expect that probably by this weekend we'll hear about them arriving in good numbers, probably in Vineyard Sound, I would guess, and off of Wacoit and Hyannis.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.